What's your status? Papa Bear Smith. What up, world? So, I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. And it's something I think that's been discussed. It keeps being discussed. But we're going to keep talking about it until we see some changes. Because a lot of y'all, and right now I'm talking to black men, or maybe black people in general. A lot of y'all think this is some type of joke, some type of game. It is not as serious as a lot of us make it. And what I'm talking about right now is y'all giving permission to let people who are not of black descent use the N-word. And it's getting kind of crazy. Because a lot of y'all think it's okay. And I believe a lot of y'all think it's okay because I think a lot of y'all really, really, really do not know the history of this word. Some of y'all know the rated G version of the word. That is somehow a word that was given to black people as a form of racism. Which is true. It's a word that was created to identify slaves in this country as not being equal to human life. Now, even though the word was used to identify us as black people, it was really a word that was given to us as no different from giving the lion its name, the monkey its name, the bird its name. Like, they created these names for animals, things that's not human, to describe who they are. And that's what they did to black people. And because black people were slaves and not treated as human beings, the word has a deeper meaning, a deeper trauma, a deeper hurt, as it reminds black people of who we used to be in this country. Slaves. Now, I personally don't know if the word was used before slavery, but I highly doubt it. And I'm not going to get into a whole lesson about the word. I just want to remind a lot of y'all that this word was created to identify slaves. And only slaves in this country that I know of were black people. A lot of y'all say, well, there was other slaves. Not just black people. This could be true. But in this country, United States of America, no other minority group was treated as bad as black people were treated in this country from the start. Now we can just fast forward until the day that the word was being used by us to identify us. And a lot of that, from what I was taught, to be called a nigger by another black person wasn't a good term either. It was actually to describe someone who wasn't trustworthy, someone who was dishonest, wasn't loyal, person who probably stole, person who probably did things that maybe the black community didn't agree with. So that was a nigga. And as time goes by, this word becomes more popular amongst the black community as a term of endearment, how we approach each other. What's up, my nigga? Nothing. Chillin', my nigga. What you up to? We took that word, and that has Ice Cube perfectly put it, we took that word and we claimed ownership over that word. That this is our word, and nobody outside this skin color can use it. Now, a while back, Ebro was on a documentary, I think it was for Vice, Ebro in the Morning, Hot 97. And I think it was an interview for Vice about the Asian community becoming very popular in hip-hop. Now, Ebro put it that he actually doesn't have a problem with Asian rappers. He has a problem with Asian rappers and any rapper that's not black at that using the N-word. Because how you put it, he said that it's actually a cuss word. And it is. Most of us, 90% of us, just depending how you were raised, we're not going to go to our grandpas and grannies and say, "What's up, my nigga?" to our elderly folks that don't use that word, who believe that word is trauma. It's a bad word. They don't believe that they're niggas. They're black men and women, black queens and kings, who live in this country. We didn't start out as niggas, and we're definitely not gonna die as niggas. So it is a cuss word. We use it amongst each other, amongst our friends, in a social environment, but we don't use this word in professional environment. We don't go to job interviews and drop this word. We don't go to school in front of teachers and drop this word. We don't use this word where this word does not need to be used. We use it amongst each other. Now, somewhere down the line, when hip-hop was created, and as hip-hop became more popular, and people who are not black started being fans of hip-hop, looked at the word as a hip-hop term. No longer was it a racist term. Why? Because we didn't use the hard R at the end. It's different. No, it's not. And a lot of people who started getting into hip-hop, just being a fan of hip-hop, but really not understanding the culture of hip-hop, that wanted to be a part of this culture and want to rap, start using this word in their raps. And for the most part, as black artists, rappers, entertainers, we shut it down pretty quickly. But this has gone beyond hip-hop now. This has gone to the point where people just think it's a word that anybody who grew up in the ghetto can use. I had a friend of mine who almost got into a fight with one of their siblings because one of their siblings invited a white person to her house who thought because he had black friends that he can use this word. Now, my friend, from what I understood, told him, "Do not use that word around me." The friend got defensive, the friend got defensive and said that he's allowed to use the word because he grew up in the ghetto. That's offensive in itself. To think that black people who come from poverty are niggas. What do you call a black person that doesn't come from poverty? That lives in, you know, middle class. Lives in the burbs, suburbs. They're not niggas? Well, I got some bad news for you. If you have darker complexion, skin tone in this country, by all means, have people, particularly white people, view you, no matter what class you come from, you a nigga. Going back to my story, my friend got really mad at her sibling for not correcting this man to not say this word. And he said, it's cool. That's my homeboy. I let him say it. From what I understood, she kicked both of them out of her house. And her and her sibling weren't speaking to each other for a while. And this is where I'm trying to get to. You guys giving passes for people who are not black to say this word are really not understanding the meaning of this word. This word does not belong to anybody that's not black. This word was not created to be a good thing. This word was to bring black people down. So allowing someone who's not black, especially white people, is very offensive. For a white person to even feel comfortable of saying this word, knowing where the word comes from, because believe it or not, there is no white person that's walking this earth or walking the streets of the United States of America that has no idea what this word means. They know what this word means. They know where it comes from. They probably heard it in their household before they ever heard any hip-hop artist ever say it. Because the first thing prejudiced people do when they get mad at us, black people, is that they call us that word. It always goes racial when a white person, not all white people, but from what I've seen, it always goes racial when they have a disagreement with us. And we're all types of niggas, either to our face or behind closed doors. And y'all gotta understand, giving people who are not black these passes is a form of us just giving up on what the word actually means and the history of the word. When they say slavery was a long time ago, that's what you're doing. You are co-signing that statement by allowing people who are not black to say this word. You're co-signing it. Because when they say slavery was a long time ago, they want us to forget everything they done to us, including creating that word for us. They want us to believe that it didn't happen to us. That the black people today do not relate to the blacks who were enslaved in America. We are not the same. Oh boy. Let me tell you something. We are the same. No different from us every year celebrating George Washington's birthday who walked this nation with slaves, if we're going to recognize what he did for this country, then we're going to recognize that slaves existed in this country. President's Day, George Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, 4th of July, Independence Day, Labor Day, all these holidays, Memorial Day, all these holidays that were created 400 some years ago that is still being celebrated today, gets the same energy as slavery was active in this country when these holidays were created. So I was on the phone with one of my friends. She's probably not gonna like that I'm actually telling this story, but I have to tell it because in all honesty, it's not even on her. It's on her boyfriend. My friend, she is Mexican. Her boyfriend, he's black. They were having some relationship issues. And they broke up. And like any relationship, someone wants to come back and make everything right. And that's what he was trying to do. And she was calling me to get my advice on what she should do in that situation. And she was explaining everything that he was saying. And what caught my attention is that he said, "You're not like other girls. You're not like black girls. You didn't go off of me when I did what I did." And then she goes on to another statement. I had to rewind it. Like, hold on. Bring that back one more time. What did he say? "You're not like black girls. Because you did not go off on me. You didn't do things that's quote unquote a black girl would do if she was in that situation." Now, I didn't really go in on her. I just let her know that I don't like when black dudes say that to people who are not black. I just told her that. Gets on my nerves. She got quiet, didn't say anything about it. Gave her a pass, because really it's not on her. Because I don't know if she co-signs this. I don't even know if she tells them, "I'm not like black girls." I have no idea. I like to think she doesn't, but who knows? But in that time, in that moment, she didn't mention any of that. She just told me what he said. And let me tell you something. I'm really getting tired of you niggas out there. Yes, I'm saying nigga. I'm getting tired of you niggas out there that like to compare y'all relationships with people who are not black to black girls. You guys are always quick to point out that this girl I'm dating who is not black is not like black girls. Because what I hear is that the only reason you even dating her is because she's not black. It's not because you're actually attracted to this woman. You want to date anything that's not black. You avoid black. You don't like black girls. So I'm going to date this white girl. I'm going to date this Mexican girl. I'm going to date whoever, this Asian girl. Why? Because she's not black. Not because I like Asians, Mexicans, and whites. It's because I really, really hate black girls. And y'all a bunch of weirdos for that. Because you can date who you want. My daughter's half Mexican. So once in my life, I was in a whole relationship with a Mexican. I never looked at it, I was dating a Mexican. I was just looking at it as a girl who I liked. And it had nothing absolutely to do with the fact I didn't like black women. It had nothing to do with that. It was just who I was with at the time. I've never ever, because I've been asked, I've never ever gave any excuse of why I dated a Mexican girl saying because I don't like black women. I love black women. I love my mama. I love my aunties. I love my sisters. I love my nieces. I love black women. It's just at that time, I was with a Mexican. It is what it is. But I've never, ever, ever used that. But you know how many times I've heard y'all say that? That I date white girls because I can't stand black women? That doesn't make any sense to me. If all you girls out there who are not black that date black men who say that statement, you have to ask them. Well, are you really attracted to my race? Are you really attracted to me? Or is it because you are heterosexual male, and you need to do what you gotta do as a heterosexual male, but you choose just not to do it with black women and choose other races? Do you actually like me? Because dating a man who's dating you because he has self-hatred, that's weird. And you gotta question that relationship because it may not even be love. It could be a fetish, agenda. And I bring up agenda because a lot of times in sports with black athletes, a lot of them think they'll be accepted by this white culture by marrying a white woman. They believe that they can get further in their careers by dating a white. This is not bullshit. You can look this up. This is 100% truth. Because a lot of the times when that black athlete is actually married to a black woman, she lets the black man handle his professional career while she handles his financial side. By making sure, because as anybody knows who dates a strong black woman, she'll be the first to tell you that's some bullshit and you need to go over there and handle business. Same way in that world. They want to sign you for $110 million. I think you're worth $120. Go tell that owner how you feel, and if they don't like it, you'll go to another team. Where when a black athlete actually dates a white woman, and I'm just going off what I read, she doesn't get involved in that side. She just plays housewife. She doesn't get involved with his financial side, his business side. She just plays housewife. And a lot of athletes like to avoid an owner not giving him what he wants because he's married a black woman. It's an agenda. It's not real love. It's just to make sure they're accepted into this world. Warren Sapp. I love Warren Sapp, man. One of my favorite defensive tackles I ever see play the game. When I played football, I actually mimicked his swim move to be a better defensive end. He did an interview with Vlad. And he said that he purposely named his kids white names so they wouldn't be judged when they filled out applications for jobs. And I've heard this before, and I can't stand it. Because why do we have to water down our culture to satisfy them? Because I'm telling you right now, black people, we don't have ghetto names. There's no such thing as ghetto names. Don't let this society fool you that because your name is Keisha or your name is Raheem or whatever the fuck, that these are ghetto names. No, these are black names and we should embrace them as such. Just as any other culture embraces their names. These are our names. This is our culture. And if they don't like it, so what? Make them like it. Make him like it. Because when we do that, we'll just water down our culture to the point we're not going to have no culture at all. Because we're just going to be tapped ass into what society thinks we should be. Just like they said, we can't have certain hairstyles at certain jobs. But this is our hair. This is how we style our hair, just like other cultures style their hair. And it's sad that in California they had to make it a law for hair discrimination. How crazy does that sound? You gotta make a law for people to respect black people's culture? When our culture is getting robbed left and right? I seen the TikTok videos. Bunch of colonizers on that motherfucker. Robbing our culture. Yet we can't even do our own culture. We can't express our own culture. Motherfuck that. And I'm sorry for any of my family listening to this, but I have to say it. Motherfuck that. Stop giving passes when they're not even giving you a pass. Stop allowing people to rob our culture when they won't even allow you to live your own culture. If these other cultures want to say the N-word amongst themselves, so be it. But don't say it around me. Stop allowing them to say it around us. And it's not hip-hop. It's a word we use in hip-hop, but it's not hip-hop. It's not entertainment. And that's what these other cultures are using it for. Entertainment. I don't care where you grew up at. I don't care how down you feel. Whoever invited you to the cookout. I don't care. That's not your word. And just because you don't use it with the hard R at the end, when I hear it, that's what I hear. And y'all be careful, because you might run into the wrong one. Just like that man in that Circle K was introduced to Twisted Iced Tea. I don't know who that is, but I'm pretty sure that he's not using that word anymore. Okay, you're not using that word no more. You got put on your ass by an alcohol beverage because you couldn't recognize your own skin color. I won't even say you're going to run into the wrong one. You might run into the right one. This your boy, Papa Bear Smith. What's your status? Like, comment, and subscribe. Keep this podcast going. Support, show love, share, tell your peoples about it. I'm going to be here for a while. Papa Bear Smith. Y'all stay safe out there.